Out of tragedy comes generosity. Family members of Charlie Crabtree hope to carry on his legacy of caring for others nearly a year after he and a semi-driver were killed in a school bus crash on Interstate 74 near Downs. The Red Cross is honoring Crabtree along with the 11 people on that bus who survived the crash, including 8 members of the Normal West Girls Junior Varsity Basketball Team, at its annual Saluting Our Heroes breakfast Thursday morning at the Doubletree by Hilton in Bloomington. Charlie Crabtree's daughter, Nikki Segobiano, tells WGLT's Eric Stock what the honor means to the Crabtree family.
It means a lot. Dad gave so much time and energy to the community and to the youth of Bloomington Normal especially. It's just nice to have him honored and remembered for everything that he did.
Let's go back to the night of the crash, December 5th of 2018. Where were you on that night, and what recollections do you take from that night?
I was actually sleeping. I had just gotten a text from him 20 minutes prior to the accident, and it was cold winter night, and I was home and had fallen asleep. And when I woke up to go to bed about a half hour later, I had a lot of missed calls, a lot of texts, and I just had a pit in my stomach. I wasn't feeling well all day that day, kind of actually already felt off, to be honest with you, and ended up talking to one of the ladies whose husbands was at the scene, and she told me that my dad was with the West Girls, which wasn't surprising to me. He was with them a lot, and that they were involved in an accident, and that he was on the bus. They were trying to get him off, and that he was non-responsive. And I kind of knew in my heart of hearts that something was bad.
Now, the team was returning home from a JV basketball game. Charlie, the driver, Mark Kuhn, 8 members of the basketball team, and the freshman coach, Steve Price, were on that bus. The girls survived with mostly minor injuries. The driver and Coach Price both have had harder roads to recovery, but we understand they are getting there. Have you had conversations with the coach, the driver, others involved since this accident?
Yes. I've seen some of the girls. Mom and I went to West when they had a practice in December, and we saw them. And Mom took them some things for Christmas. And we saw Mark, the bus driver, about a week and a half after the accident, a couple days after Dad's funeral. Obviously, he was medicated for pain, so we didn't get to talk to him. We talked to his wife. Steve Price, obviously. These people are our family now. This unfortunate incident has brought us all together as a family. I knew my dad always loved Steve, and I knew of Steve through Dad and hearing his name through the school system. But he's like a brother to me now.
And Charlie Crabtree was retired from Country Financial, where he'd worked for 36 years as a computer operations manager. And he was the team scorekeeper for road games, public address announcer for home games, and he also volunteered at Normal Community. Why was your father so active as a volunteer with these schools?
My dad loved people. It was who he was as far back as I can remember. He was a big presence. People were intimidated by him, but he was just a big teddy bear. He did Walk for Mankind. He volunteered. We would go and pick up cans on the side of the road to earn money to donate to places as children, which I didn't love doing. But I'm glad that he had me do that as a child, because that's something now that's rolled over into my adult life. He loved people. It was his way. He wasn't a homebody. He made friends everywhere he went. I had people from Hy-Vee grocery store message me after his passing and tell me how sorry they were and that they remember him from that location. Menards was his favorite place. People from Menards. People I didn't know.
People who worked at these stores
knew him. Yes, absolutely, because he was so friendly. He did not know a stranger.
Normal West has recognized your father for his many years of volunteer service and also the girls on the basketball team, a new mural at the school they displayed a short time ago. How has the school helped to carry on his legacy?
My daughter, so his granddaughter goes to West. They've taken amazing care of her since the accident. They have really shown how much they loved him. And this is why I know the reason he spent his time there is because of how they treated him. He was a part of the West family.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Nikki Segabiano, who is the daughter of Charlie Crabtree, who was killed in the school bus crash on December 5th of 2018. And he and the basketball team are being recognized as Red Cross heroes at an upcoming Heroes ceremony. Based on police reports, the driver involved in the crash, the semi-driver in the crash, was traveling the wrong way in the interstate, and the bus had to dodge it. How much have police told you about the crash and what had happened?
They haven't told us a lot. We would have to get the police report to get information, and they said that that can take quite a while to do. My understanding, what I know, and I don't know if these are facts, is that there was no alcohol, no drugs in his system. He had not fallen asleep. And that he was on the wrong side of the interstate from the time he crossed through the median and went on that side of the interstate for 11 seconds, going 70 miles per hour.
So perhaps, and we don't want to speculate, but perhaps he was not even aware that he was on the wrong side of the interstate.
Yeah, it's hard to say, and I'll be honest, I don't think we'll ever have true answers. We can all have an opinion, but I don't know if there will ever be a definitive answer as to what truly happened.
You probably do have a lot of questions, I imagine.
Yeah. Yes.
How hard is that to deal with not having that closure?
Oh, it's very hard. Like I said, getting a text from my dad, we texted and called each other every day. He was my person. So to not have that closure, to not have a why, is hard. But I'm also a believer, like my dad was, that life goes on. You know, we are still here. He would not want us. He would not want the girls. He would not want the coaches. He wouldn't want Mark Kuhn. He wouldn't want anybody to feel sad. He would want us to live life to the fullest like he did.
Have you wondered what if the driver had to move pretty quickly, we understand, to avoid perhaps a head-on collision? You know, it could have been potentially worse.
Correct.
Have you given yourself time to sort of process that in your mind, or is that too much, and is that reliving something that can't change?
You know, there are days that I do question it, days I'm angry, days that I'm sad, days I wonder why. Things happen for a reason. And Dad had 72 wonderful years on this earth, and he changed so many lives. There were, I want to say it was between 700 and 800 people is what we estimated at his visitation. And people kept saying to me, thanks for letting us borrow your dad. And I said, I don't ever feel like I let anybody borrow my dad. I never felt my dad wasn't there for us. My dad was there for me, for my daughter, for my sister, for her family, for my mom. He was able to put himself into so many people's lives via texting, messaging, whatever it may be, in person. He had a wonderful way of treating human beings with so much kindness and love that it's just amazing.
The family has filed a lawsuit in this case, and it is still pending. We understand if there was a settlement that the family would direct proceeds toward a scholarship at Normal West and possibly at Normal Community. How hopeful are you that that will happen?
Oh, obviously we would love to be able to do that. Again, what we know very little when it comes to the lawsuit. The only thing that I've been told is it could take 2 to 3 years for that to happen. But we just want to be able to give to those places that Dad loved, the places that he felt like he was included as family. We started a Live Like Charlie fund through a T-shirt order that we did last year. And we also, my mom had a garage sale. Mom and Dad had garage sales a lot, through things he got at Menards. And she raised $3,000 from that garage sale, and the proceeds will go to help individuals as we see, you know, as that time comes, we'll try to pay forward what Dad did for everybody else and what they've now done for us.
individuals in the community, involved with the school district, or?
Yeah, really anything. We're just going to kind of hold on to it, see what needs arise. You know, we're just not out looking per se, but when things come along, you know, things that, oh, Dad would love to have helped with that. Dad would love to help with this. Those types of things.
And for those who didn't know Charlie, and it sounds like that's not very many, or didn't work with him or run into him at a sporting event or something along those lines, what would you want the public to know about Charlie, about your father?
Just that Dad had a huge heart. And since his passing, I started the Live Like Charlie hashtag. And I try to share stories. I've always tried to live my life. I'm a lot like my dad, trying to help other people. And it takes one moment, one word of kindness to turn somebody's day around. And that's how Dad was. He had a way about him that someone could be in a funk that would pull them out. Just what I've been trying to preach is live your life like Charlie. Take one moment out of your day to say a kind word to a stranger, to help somebody in need, just to reach out to people and let them know that they're loved and cared about the way he did with me, especially, and my family, and the way that he did with everybody.
That was Charlie Crabtree's daughter, Nikki Segobiano, with WGLT's Eric Stock. The Red Cross's Saluting Our Heroes breakfast in Bloomington this Thursday will also honor two men who saved the lives of others, David Hammond and Harvey Dorsey of Bloomington. And it will honor Jordan Curtis of Sydney. She helped Ameren develop a driver's ed safety program after she had to dodge live power lines that had surrounded her during a storm. Tickets for the event are available at redcross.org/salutingourheroes. Coming up after a break, hear all about a trailblazer who was one of McLean County's first female news reporters. This is Sound Ideas.